In a story from the Middle East called Death in Tehran, a mighty Persian king went walking in his pleasure gardens one day, and he heard a great cry, and he was immediately set upon by his panicked servant. "Mighty king," said the servant, "I have need of your aid. I was working in the garden and came upon death here, who threatened me. I managed to escape from him, but I fear now for my life. Give me your fastest horse, and I know I can make it to the city of Tehran by nightfall, and there I will get away from him." The king considered for a moment, weighing the good servant's years of loyal help, and assented, providing him with horse and silver. The king continued to walk in his gardens, and amid the sound of the horse and servant riding off together, the king himself came upon death. "Why have you threatened my servant?" the king asked. Death shook his head. "A thousand apologies, sir, but I did not threaten the man. I merely expressed my surprise at finding him here in your gardens today." "And why should my servant's presence here be a surprise to you?" the king asked. And Death replied with a smile, "I was surprised to find him here, good king, because I know that we have an appointment to meet tonight in Tehran." Today is the final Sunday of our church's liturgical year. The season of Advent starts next Sunday, and with it we'll start a new liturgical calendar. So the church proclaims this last Sunday of the year as the solemnity of Christ, King of the Universe. It is fitting on the celebration of Christ, King of the Universe, that we consider two different stories about kingship. In the story Death in Tehran, we encounter a good king. When he hears that his servant has been threatened by death, he immediately grants his servant's request to take his fastest horse and to ride to the city of Tehran, where he can hide away from the threat of death. The king also provides his servant with silver, which he did not ask for, to pay for his expenses while staying in the city. Finally, when he himself encounters death in the garden, the king stands up for his servant and challenges death for having frightened him. In this story, we can say that the king acts toward his servant with compassion, generosity, and even courage. Our gospel reading gives us a dramatically different story about kingship. In this reading from the Gospel of Luke, we are plunged into the middle of the story of Jesus' crucifixion as he hangs on the cross between two thieves. In this story, Jesus and the two thieves are also facing death. Jesus is challenged by the first thief to use his divine nature to save himself so that he can also save the men being crucified with him. The first thief would like nothing more than to be provided a fast horse and a pocket full of silver so he could save his skin and live another day. It is the second thief, who tradition has named Dismas, that confesses Jesus' true nature to us as King of the Universe. Dismas admonishes the first thief for his blasphemy, and then asks Jesus to remember him when he enters into his kingdom. And Jesus assures him that that very day they will be in paradise together. Jesus does not offer Dismas what was suggested by the first thief, a chance to escape death today, just for now. Where the king in our other story offers compassion, generosity, and courage to his servant, Jesus offers Dismas forgiveness, mercy, and eternal love. This is the point of the incarnation, why Jesus came to live among us as a human, even to the point of dying a tragic human death. Jesus did not come to live with us out of pity. He came to live with us out of love, so that we could learn that his kingdom is a gift for all of us who are willing to accept it, even the thieves and the sinners. Jesus did not come to earth to cheat death out of a few more months or even years. Instead, he came to overcome death once and for all, so that we could all enjoy eternal life together with him. Next Sunday starts our season of Advent, the 4 weeks of prayerful preparation leading up to the celebration of the incarnation of Jesus at Christmas. As we enter into this solemn time of year, let us reflect on the type of king that we want to follow. Jesus Christ is a king that rules with forgiveness, mercy, and love. He is a king that did not run away from death, but confronted it and conquered it in our own human form. Jesus wants to be with us in all of our trials, during all of the small deaths we face in our daily lives, until the final death that ends our earthly existence. So let us spend this last week of our liturgical year celebrating a king that offers us so many graces. Graces that we could never do anything to earn. Then, let us return here next week, ready to commit ourselves to an Advent season that will prepare us for the miracle of a God that loves us so much, he would become human just to be close to us in this life and for all eternity in his kingdom. Let the church say amen.
Amen. Amen.